You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm joined in the booth with Joel and Phaedra from Pearly. How's it going?
Kia ora.
Hello. Good.
Thank you for having us.
No, thank you for joining me in the booth today. I love having an in-person interview. It's quite refreshing after, like, every week being on Zoom. But both good, but it's quite nice. Anyway, you and your band have released an EP on the 22nd of April. How does it feel? Congrats, by the way, as well,
thank
for the release.
You.
How does it feel to have the EP out there?
It's good.
Exciting.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's so funny, like, I listened to it for the first time, and then it was over in, like, 15 minutes. I was like, wow, that was so much work.
I think it's 11 minutes, even.
Is it 11 minutes?
It's 11 minutes.
Oh. Well, it's a great-sounding 11 minutes,
hey,
I must say. I love the EP. Now, tell us a bit about the inspirations behind the EP itself.
It's 11 minutes, right? So that was like a planned thing. I had done the long song thing so many times, and it was very, like, I wanted it to be fast and concise and just catchy.
Just fun music.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, and you mentioned before that, what was it, Liam from...
Yeah,
so
we got two guests. I'm so glad they were a part of it. We had Richard Lee Hamilton, who was in Mayo's place in Asterangu. I was just at a party at the Trace flat, and I asked if he wanted to play some keys, and he was super keen to do that.
Yeah,
so he just did that for us. And then I was at work. We worked with Liam, me and Phaedra both, from Night Lunch, the Clune. And he just went in the back room one time and recorded all these fake radio
ad-libs.
Outros.
Wait, no, not ad-libs.
He's the host.
Oh, yes, I did hear that. Yeah. I was wondering about that. That's very cool. And overall, so you had that, like, other people playing into this EP.
Mm.
And how was the recording process overall for this?
We did it all in a day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think.
It was, like, 12-hour shift, maybe overtime. Thank you. That was Sam Healy who recorded that in Spaceland. Rest in peace, Spaceland. Don't get that confused.
Yeah.
Working with Sam was great. And mixed with Zach Nichols, who, done work with before.
Yes.
He's great.
Yeah, nice. And now I know you're, like, both of you are involved in other musical projects as well. So how has it been kind of balancing these other projects alongside, like, the creation of Pearly and the EP?
Well, Pearly's kind of my main thing at the moment. But I am very keen to do some solo stuff, or me and my flatmates might start another band as well. Because I think it's fun to just have lots of... or a few projects that are different styles stuff, so that you can explore heaps of different areas and just have a lot of fun.
Totally.
Yeah.
I feel like for a little bit, like, the Dale stuff, my other band, kind of slowed down a bit. And, like, I don't think it was, like, my place to, like, write those songs and, with the guitar and stuff. So I definitely needed a little outlet. And, It was so refreshing. It was so fun to, like, just be shaping the songs, and everything that was happening in my room could, like, find a place to come out. And, yeah, it was real nice getting to play those songs.
Yeah, nice. Was there anything, like, specifically that sparked the idea of creating Pearly, the band? Like, was there any kind of... or did it just happen organically?
I just wanted to. I remember working with Phaedra one time in a shift, and we were just talking about how, like, I was like, oh, I want to start a band that sounds like The Strokes. And then the next day, I was like, oh, I want to start a band that sounds like Queen's Stone Age or something. And then, you know, we just... and Phaedra's like, well, I want to sound like this, you know? And I'm like, we should start a band.
And we just kept planning it every workshop on paper.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, I feel like we do that a lot whenever we work together now. We just, if no one's in the store, we pause the Spotify music and then we just put on something we've recorded and try to write lyrics.
Oh, nice. That sounds like quite a fun way of creating this whole thing. And now you've done, like, a few shows around. And obviously you've got this EP out. What else is coming next for you guys?
I'm cooking up something good right now. It's nothing's announced. But I may as well, so we're doing something on June 1st.
Yes.
in Dunedin. What that'll end up being, who knows? But I'm trying to make something real special happen. Yeah, and then we're playing Auckland.
Ooh,
for the, so we've never played Auckland before. We've played Wellington a couple of times, but yeah, we're going to do Auckland sometime in July.
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah. And any more music possibly on the horizon as well? Or? Yeah.
We're going to definitely record more songs.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've been waiting for Josh to get back.
He's on a big trip
at
the moment.
There's lots of songs.
Right. Very exciting stuff then. Anyway, thanks for coming in to the studio today to have a little chat about the EP. Is there any final words you'd like to tell the listener?
Listen to our EP.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
No worries. That was Joel and Phaedra from Pearly. Here is their tune, I Say Whatever, from their newest EP. Hope you enjoy and keep it locked on Radio 1 91 FM.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.